Okay, so I don't know how quick this podcast is going to be, but I have a huge problem with computer science and marketing and how they make computer science seem. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not some expert at all by any means. And you know, I'm probably going to oversimplify things the whole time. And admittedly, the things I'm going to be talking about, they are difficult things, but it's still not what it is or what they make it out to be. So, say neural networks, machine learning, you know, these catchphrases and I forgot what the word is, you know, these heavy hitter one-liner things that every company needs to use to make their product look more complicated than it really is. And, you know, think about neural networks, at least the way I look at it. It's like, it literally is just a overcomplicated version of hard code. And you might be asking, oh, what's hard code? I don't know what these terms mean. Basically, hard code is you are basically telling the exact instructions of what it needs to do. Like, let's just say you want to make a program that says, that counts to 10. The normal way would be to say, oh, okay, I will make a variable. I'm trying to think of a vocab word that, you know, everyone knows. So then, you know, when I say variable, they're not, oh, I'm going to go to sleep right now. Whatever, I'm just gonna, okay, I name a symbol I, and I say, I starts at 0, and every time you look at I again, it goes up by 1. So, you know, I equals 0, I equals 1, I equals 2, I equals 3, you know, it keeps going up all the way to 10. A hard code way to do it would be to say, okay, I have A equals 1, I type, B equals 2, type, C equals 3, or not type, quarterly all the way up to 10. You know, you type that whole thing out. You didn't really put that, like the computer didn't do that automatically. You basically put that all down and it was slower because of that. And now let's say, like, you know, up to 10 is not that hard, but let's say I want to print out a number all the way up to 10 million. You can't hard code that at that point. Like, once you're hard coding, you know, that's going to take how many freaking hours or years to do if you were just type, A equals this, 2, 3 equals blah, 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 all the way up to 10 million. But if you did that I plus plus 1 or I, you know, then, you know, it'll take a couple seconds. Like, not even a couple seconds. Like, literally, you could just type I plus equals 1 and you're done. Well, I plus equals 1 and then say, you know, it can only go up to 10,000 or 10 million or whatever. But see, that it's quicker, it was easier, it was faster. Now you can scale that up to other stuff. Like, let's say if you're like, oh, I want to make a robot solve a maze. The hard code way would be to say, oh, after 5 steps, take a left turn 80 degrees. After 10 steps, take a right turn 40 degrees. You know, you're typing the whole thing out. And then, you know, a non-hard code way would be to, you know, maybe somehow, you know, blah, 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 do the little pathfinding stuff. Like, where it actually, you know, figures it out itself, like makes a path. And, you know, it's quicker to code, it looks cleaner, it works ironically or work better, stuff like that. So then you might be asking, oh, then why do you say neural networks are hard code? You know, how dare you? You know, you actually have to code it out and, you know, the computer's learning itself. It's like, no, not really. It's not really learning. It's basically you're teaching it to hard code itself, like hard code the answer. And that's why you have to do, like, let's just say you want to train a neural net, because remember, you have to train it. There's not like, you know, it doesn't learn. You have to train it. So you're training it. Let's just say you train it to recognize what a stop sign is. Now, you know what a stop sign looks like. I can show you 2 examples of a stop sign and, you know, your brain will figure it out and know what a stop sign is. And when you see like a green stop sign with weird font, let's just say you went to some random freaking small town in, let's just say for some reason Germany had green stop signs in this one particular town with weird font. You can look at that and be like, oh, well, that's a stop sign. Like, yeah, just because the font is weird, like I recognize the freaking, you know, thing that it looks like a stop sign from what I said or from what I first showed you. Like, even if it's a triangle, like, okay, it's a triangle. That's kind of weird for a stop sign to look like a triangle. But, you know, it's a stop sign. I know it's a stop sign, even if it's green, because it looks really, really similar to a regular stop sign. Just green with weird font and a triangle. But a freaking neural network, just for it to recognize what a stop sign looks like, you have to give it like freaking 5 terabytes of freaking photos of stop signs at all these different angles. You got to make sure that it gets stop signs with this type of lighting. Like, oh, wait. If the lighting is not perfect, it'll still mess up and not know it's a stop sign. It'll think it's a green light. So I got to make sure that it has all these different types of lighting conditions. I got to make sure it has all these different types of these fonts and stuff. Got to make sure that it recognized, like, okay, this is, if it looks slightly like this, it still is a stop sign. Don't forget, oh, if the stop sign's bent a little bit, no, that doesn't mean it's not a stop sign anymore. It's still a stop sign. So you're basically, you're hard coding it. You're doing this long step because you're basically, in a way, you're writing down every single type of scenario so then it doesn't mess up. Every single type of scenario. That's why the whole, like, say, driverless vehicles, why it's taking so long, because with neural network, you have to make sure that it can do it for every condition, because you can slightly change a condition and the whole thing falls apart. Like, let's just say you have a truck and the truck has, you know, its bright red lights when it's braking, and the bright red lights are a weird shape. That might make the neural network think that it's a stop light, and then blah, 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 blah. Or let's say there's a shadow and, you know, the truck is casting a shadow or something, and that shadow, it might make the neural network think it's a bridge or something and just crash right through the, or make it think it's a tunnel. Oh, the shadow looks weird. So it looks kind of like a tunnel. It reminds me of what I've seen tunnels look like. So I'm just going to drive straight. Through, and you know, you crash into the back of the truck. It's like crazy stuff, like, you know, stuff that just doesn't make sense to, you know, us superior humans, but to the neural network, because it's not, you know, it's not a conscious thing, it's just a hard-coded, like, blah 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 blah, it just does this crazy stuff. And it, you can scale that up or down to anything. Like, you could say, because I remember I read a story about I think it was a drone. They were doing like drone practice or something, and they wanted the drone to, it was something. But I'll just give it my own version. So this might not be what actually happened, but it was something really, really similar. Like, let's say you wanted the drone to pick up the ball and then come back as quick as possible while navigating the obstacles. And for some reason, the drone, it would pick up the object and then just crash. And, you know, they're like, I don't understand. Like, you know, it was doing so well before, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And then, you know, they looked into it, and the reason why was because they saw when they picked up the drone, they would place it back at its starting point. So the drone, like, basically trying to optimize itself, it realized that it was quicker if it just dropped on the ground and had, you know, it dropped on the ground and it didn't know it was getting picked up. But basically, when it dropped on the ground, it suddenly popped right into the starting point without, you know, using any energy or whatever. So it's like, oh, I'm using less energy and I'm faster just doing this. And the reason why that even happened is because, you know, it's just a bunch of mess. It's just hardcore. You just like, okay, let me just put this variable, blah, 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 and let it do its own thing. And if it messes up, then we'll just, you know, train it on some more data or whatever, and then let it do its own thing. And then if it messes up, we'll just, you know, use even more data and then let it do its own thing. And it's like, that's like how, like, this is just weird. But then they make it seem like, oh yeah, you know, neural networks are the future. When we use neural networks, you're living in the Jetsons now. You have your own personal robot that is so complex and this and this and this, and it can basically do anything you want because the neural network is AI. And, you know, when you think AI, you know, you're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. We're living in the future. AI, artificial intelligence, oh, like the movie, like R2-D2. It's like, no. R2-D2, when he showed him a, let's just say, when he saw Luke Skywalker's lightsaber for the first time, he didn't need to look at it for 40 hours just to finally realize, okay, this is what Luke Skywalker's lightsaber looks like at this angle with this light. No. So it's weird. It's weird. It's like, now, no, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with neural networks, but I feel like they use it as a catch-all too much, especially in marketing, but even with coding, because it seems like, I don't know, because I'm not an expert. I mean, I'm trying to become, like, learn to become one. Well, maybe not, but still, I'm trying to learn about it. And, you know, I'm no expert. Remember, I'm no expert. I'm still just saying. It just seems like people are using neural networks because it's a simple form of hard coding, like, where it's like, okay, I don't need to, you know, actually code out or, like, solve this problem, like, actually solve it. I can just have the neural network solve it itself, and I can just show it a bunch of data, and then it will, you know, figure it out from all this data. But it's like, it seems like you're not solving the problem. Like, the problem is still unsolved. That's why all this stuff sometimes it does not work. Like, sometimes it works really well. But I'm like, it just seems like there could have been a better way of doing this. And people aren't doing the better way because it's just easier to just have a neural network. Like, even if it's not better, let's say it's a faster way. Like, where instead of it taking 2 hours for this thing to figure something out, it might figure it out in 30 minutes because you're using another technique. But that other technique is never used because that one actually requires like actual coding. And people don't want to actually do the actual coding. They'd rather just, you know, just give it a bunch of data. Just give it a bunch of pictures or whatever and let it do its own thing. Just seems very weird. So, and then for a marketing standpoint, they just exaggerate everything. Literally everything. It seems very weird. And I wish it would change because I feel like it is holding us back in a way. Because everyone's using this certain technique that is obviously inefficient and it's obviously not perfect by any means. From the fact that you have to give it so much data, like I would absolutely love to hear how much data, say the Google car, whatever that car is called, how much data they have to give that car, like in total so far. I bet you it is in the like, I don't know what's above, like it's in the exabytes probably. Like it's probably like such an amazing amount of data that you can't even comprehend because they probably, oh, we have to do, we have to have 7 months worth of HD, full sounded, you know, perfect lighting driving in daytime. But we also need 4 months worth of video footage of driving at nighttime, but also that for raining, but also that for windy. It's like all this data, and then it's like, oh yeah, we need pictures of all these things so that they can recognize the pictures of the blah 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 blah. I bet you it's in the like multiple exabytes of freaking like data just to have this thing not work still, because it's obviously not working perfectly because it would be out on the roads right now. Just seems like it's a, what do you call that, a money pot? Just, you know, they're just putting money in it for a thing that could have been, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess it's working kind of. Like, it's not, I'm not saying it's not working. I'm just saying it just seems weird. Like, this does not seem like it's the best way. But if there were a better way, again, I would not tell you because, you know, that's a freaking $1 trillion idea right there. I'm not telling you that. I'm trying to make that $1 trillion. The heck? Yeah, screw you. But yeah.